Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us today. Looking forward to having you come on board, join in the dialogue and discussion. We're going to be today talking about praying for America. In fact, this entire broadcast will be dealing with the subject of prayer and praying for America. Brief introduction and monologue in a moment, talking about the condition that we're in, decisions we have to make today at the polls and the choices that's yours and mine in relationship to the direction that America takes based on the vote that we cast today, this most important election day. Ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues, let me remind us once again, we do so based on the authority of Scripture. It's not a matter of philosophy or ideological bent. It's not our discussion and decision in facing issues ought not to be based on denominational dogma with its rites and rituals and rules and regulations that so often is found. But our decision in all issues ought to be based on the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. And ladies and gentlemen, today, as no other time, I believe, in the history of America, are we faced with any greater choice and thus decision than we're going to make when we cast our ballots at the voting booths today across our nation. Ladies and gentlemen, Jesus said to his disciples, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." And then Jesus said in John 17:17, "Thy word is truth." So ladies and gentlemen, when we talk about issues, may I remind us once again, we need to do so based on the truth of the word of God, based on what Scripture mandates and directs in our lives. Ladies and gentlemen, today we're talking about the subject, praying for America. I believe today America's future or America's fall will be totally determined by the vote, the votes that are cast in this election. I believe there's some 34 million, I believe, is the most accurate count. 34 million votes were cast during the early voting season, and today is the day for the final vote to be determined. So, ladies and gentlemen, I believe we need to recognize that our nation's citizens will determine America's direction. The voters across our nation will cast their ballots for either socialism or a constitutional republic with a representative form of government to continue. Today, I believe, ladies and gentlemen, as never before in our nation's history, we're faced with some serious problems, divisions, moral decline, and what appears to be a loss of correction and direction. The compass seems to be non-existent today, the moral, ethical compass, biblically speaking. Today, we the people will elect leaders that will bring about America's decline or America's destiny for future growth and development and turning back to God. You've heard me say before on this broadcast many times in the past several months that I believe we as a nation have been favored and blessed of God as no other nation on the face of God's green earth. But ladies and gentlemen, we've come to a low point in American history where we have 57% of the Democrats saying they favor socialism and the overwhelming majority of our millennials, 18 to 35-year-old age group, saying free is good. And therefore, they are buying into socialism. Even Vladimir Putin recently said that socialism is communism. And yet, ladies and gentlemen, when we go across America and find today multitudes that are casting or have already cast ballots based on a socialistic form of government and a system of socialism that our founding fathers, as the old cliche would go, would turn over in their graves if they knew that that's where we are going in America. So what's really at stake today? What is really at stake today? America may never be the same nation after our election today. America may never be the same land of the free and the home of the brave as we know it today. Perhaps President Donald J. Trump stated it best when he said, and this is not the totality of his statements, but I've summarized some of his latest statements. He said, this election we must choose. Number one, he says, we must choose between one who believes in a nation state or one that does not. We must choose between one who breaks the law and one who does not. We must choose between one who supports life and one who does not. Further, President Trump said, we must choose between whether sovereign citizens will vote or just anybody will vote. He says, fifthly, we must choose between one who supports our Constitution or one who does not. We must choose between one who supports production and growth or one who does not. Now, ladies and gentlemen, that's a pretty broad sweep, but I think it summarizes right well what we have before us at the ballot box today. Ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you that later in this broadcast, I want you to be pondering it even now. Later in this broadcast, after I've finished the elongated monologue and open with prayer, I'm going to ask you to call in and let the audience hear you pray for America today. That's what this broadcast is about today, praying for America. You can do that. Jot the number down now, 401-1413. 401-1413, 904-401-1413. And immediately following the monologue, I'm going to open this microphone so that you will have the privilege of calling in and letting your friends and relatives and neighbors and fellow citizens hear you pray for this election. Pray for America. Pray for our state. Pray for our city. Pray for those that God has placed in leadership roles, praying for our president, praying for this election, praying that God will give us the victory and intervene once again in the lives and the affairs of our great nation. Ladies and gentlemen, may I be so bold as to add a few profound choices we have today? I've just shared with you a number of those that President Trump said that we have the choice of. But ladies and gentlemen, we have the choice either freedom or enslavement. We have the choice of freedom or enslavement. Hear me. Listen well. You can look at any nation around the globe. Venezuela is the latest. Cuba, Venezuela. Look at Venezuela. Those that are in charge as leaders are mega wealthy, deep-pocketed, mega, mega wealthy. And then the average citizen, the common citizen, which is the overwhelming majority, they have been faced with thousands and thousands and thousands of percentiles of increase in the cost of living, escalating at an alarming rate. Multitudes have no food, no place to live, no place to go. Thousands and thousands are fleeing from Venezuela, not because it's not a wealthy land, but because it is a socialistic, communistic land. Ladies and gentlemen, you cannot find across the globe any nation that's ever succeeded as a socialistic, communistic nation. So, ladies and gentlemen, the first choice we have today is either freedom or enslavement. Secondly, either religious liberty or a decline in spirituality. You see, ladies and gentlemen, with socialism and communism, and socialism is communism light, L-I-T-E, under that rule and that type of governance, religious liberties do not exist. Freedom of speech does not exist. The right to keep and bear arms does not exist. Only those in charge make the determination as to what you can and cannot do. So, ladies and gentlemen, this election we're going to choose either freedom or enslavement, either religious liberty or the decline of spirituality, either socialism or dictatorship, either sodomite privilege or God's word being privileged. We have declined to the point and place, ladies and gentlemen, that many of the courts today, many of the leadership in leadership role in cities and counties and states across America, one has already made the statement that the LGBTQ lifestyle trumps, that takes precedence over, religious liberty and freedom of speech. We've got a choice today, either to select sodomite privilege or God's word as being profoundly true, and we're going to stick to that. Either we have a choice today, either abortion or life, either life or death. We have the choice today at the ballot box, ladies and gentlemen, to cast our ballot, for example, in the state of Florida, for Ron DeSantis that believes in life, believes in the life in the mother's womb as being a human being. Ron DeSantis believes in Constitution, our Constitution, and the rule of law. He believes in the religious liberties and the freedom of speech and the right to keep and bear arms. But ladies and gentlemen, on the other side of the aisle, as they like to call it in Washington, is Andrew Gillum. Andrew Gillum is for sodomite lifestyle. Andrew Gillum is for legalization of marijuana. Andrew Gillum is for the LGBTQ lifestyle. Andrew Gillum is for increasing taxes. He is for Planned Parenthood being paid out of taxpayers' coffers. Andrew Gillum is against the right to keep and bear arms. He's against the sovereign borders of a free nation as America. So we have a choice. I don't believe in my lifetime there's been any greater clarity as to the choice that we have as we the people in casting a ballot. Someone has said that perhaps as high as 100 million votes would be counted this election cycle. In fact, ladies and gentlemen, in the 2016 presidential election, the early voting amounted to about 20 million votes. Today, with the polls opening this morning across the nation, we already had accumulated some 34 million ballots in the early voting. So, ladies and gentlemen, I believe that voting is taking place, but I believe it behooves us today as Christians to pray, to ask God, to seek God's face, to turn to Him and ask Him to once again divinely intervene in the direction of our nation. Joshua said to his people in Joshua chapter 24 and verse 15, he challenged his people, "Choose you this day whom you will serve." But ladies and gentlemen, you study the book of Joshua, all of the 13th chapter, all of the 23rd chapter, that is, Joshua had already outlined to his people what God had done for them, how God had led them, how God had protected them, how God had provided for them, how God had blessed them, how God had preserved them. And then he makes a profound statement to them, "Choose you this day." And ladies and gentlemen, I believe that's what we ought to understand today. We have a choice. I apologize, ladies and gentlemen. There was a technical difficulty. I don't know any other reason other than the fact that the serious subject we're speaking of, Satan does not want the broadcast to be carried forward. But may I remind us, ladies and gentlemen, we have a choice today, just as Joshua of old challenged his people, choose you this day whom you will serve. Ladies and gentlemen, we're either going to serve the creator controller of this universe or we're going to serve mankind. But ladies and gentlemen, that free will that we have, we do have a free will. We can choose, just as Joshua was challenging his people to choose. And he had already outlined for them in the 23rd chapter of Joshua all that God had done. I had blessed them, I had led them, I had provided for them. And then he makes the profound statement, choose you this day whom you will serve. Ladies and gentlemen, we must choose. We need to ask the question, though, does God intervene in the affairs of men? He does. Yes, he does. But sometimes, ladies and gentlemen, let me give you the flip side of that coin. Sometimes God allows us to make the wrong choices, the wrong decisions, ungodly decisions, unbiblical choices, and he will use our choices to judge us as a people and as a nation. Today, ladies and gentlemen, I believe that every believer, every Christian, if you're listening to my voice today, ladies and gentlemen, and you're saved, if you're listening to this broadcast today, then, ladies and gentlemen, I believe that we must seek him, seeking God, and pray. Pray for God's divine intervention in this election today, the final casting of ballots today across America. 2 Chronicles 7:14 gives us the absolute, if you please, direction for that. In 2 Chronicles 7:14, God's word says, if my people, talking about believers, which are called by my name, we're called Christians, ladies and gentlemen, shall humble themselves. That means come with no pride, coming before God and pray. That is turning to God in prayer. And seek my face, God says. That's literally seeking God. Say, seek my face. It's talking about seeking his desire, seeking his will, seeking his plan. And turn, ladies and gentlemen, that word turn means to repent. And repent from their wicked ways. Then, God says, then, after we have humbled ourselves, after we have sought his face, after we have turned from our wicked ways, then, God says, will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their land. Ladies and gentlemen, our land needs healing today as no other time in the history of our great nation. There's a grave need today, ladies and gentlemen, for men and women to turn back to God. And that's what I'm calling on us to do today in this broadcast. Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned in to Let's Face the Issues. You're listening to Dr. Youngblood. We're talking about praying for America today. I believe the best thing we can do in these final hours before the destiny of America is determined in the voting is to pray and to seek God's face. Ladies and gentlemen, our land needs healing. We must pray and seek God, repent from our sins, and ask him to forgive us as a nation. In fact, I'm reminded of Nehemiah's prayer in the first chapter of the book of Nehemiah, verses 4 and following. I want to read that text to us today because it sets the precedence for what I want us to say and then invite you to join in the prayer time. Nehemiah chapter 1, verse 4 and following. And it came to pass when I heard these words that I sat down and wept and mourned at certain days, fasted and prayed before the God of heaven and said, this is Nehemiah's prayer. I beseech thee, O God of heaven, the great and awesome God that keepeth covenant and mercy for them that love him and observe his commandments. Let thine ear now be attentive and let thine eyes open that thou mayest hear the prayer of thy servant, which I pray before thee today, day and night, for the children of Israel, thy servants, and confess the sins of the children of Israel, which we, notice, we have sinned against thee. Both I and my father's house have sinned. Verse 7, Nehemiah says, we have dealt very corruptly against thee. We have not kept thy commandments, nor thy statutes, nor the judgments which thou commandest thy servant Moses. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the kind of prayer that Nehemiah prayed. That's the kind of prayer that he prayed in the realization that there was a need for the nation of that day to have healing and health and help. And that's what we need in America today. He challenged, ladies and gentlemen, as Nehemiah prayed. He then goes to his people and challenges them to join together in carrying out the task that was needed in that day in rebuilding the wall. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm reminded further of Daniel's prayer, Daniel the 9th chapter, verses 3 and following. Daniel said, "And I set my face unto the Lord God to seek by prayer and supplication with fasting and sackcloth and ashes. And I prayed unto the Lord my God and made my confession. And he said, and I said, O Lord, the great and dreadful God, keeping the covenant and mercy with them who love him and to them that keep his commandments." Notice what Daniel says. "We have sinned and have committed iniquity and have done wickedly and have rebelled, even by departing from thy precepts and from thy judgments. Neither have we hearkened unto the servants, the prophets, which spake in thy name to our kings, our princes, and our fathers, and to all the people of the land." Further, he says in the 10th verse, "Neither have we obeyed the voice of the Lord our God to walk in his laws, which he set before us by his servants and the prophets." He goes further and he says, "Yea, and all of Israel have transgressed thy law, even by departing, that they might not obey thy voice. Therefore the curse is upon us, and the oath that is written in the law of Moses, the servant of God, because we have sinned against him." Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know of any better precedents to be set than that I have read to you from the Word of God in the men of old, the men of renown praying. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the election today. It's a very, very serious, somber moment in the history of America. Ladies and gentlemen, the direction that you take today when you walk into that voting booth, America's future or America's fall is determined today by the ballots that we cast in our voting opportunity and freedom. Ladies and gentlemen, let me invite you to join us in prayer. Yes, we're going to pray. I want you to join in prayer wherever you are. I want you to listen intently. I'm going to pray, and then I want you to call in and join in the last few minutes of this broadcast by letting the listeners on this network hear you pray for America. You don't have to tell us who you are. You can say, "This is Jim, Sally, John, Charlie." That's all right. You don't have to give a last name. But the number is 401-1413. After I've prayed, I'm going to invite you to pray. I'm going to invite you to call 401-1413 and pray. Ladies and gentlemen, as we pray, I want to ask you to hear this prayer. I want you to ask you to pray with me this prayer. Oh, Lord, we come to you today, first of all, Lord, to acknowledge you as creator and controller of our universe. Lord, we confess our sins as a people, as a nation. We ask you, Lord, today to forgive us. Today, Lord, forgive us for turning our back on you and your word. Lord, forgive us for murdering 61 million human beings in the mother's womb. Lord, forgive us for allowing the sodomite marriages to take place in America. Lord, forgive us today for electing leaders that have embraced abortion, leaders that have embraced a sodomite lifestyle. Lord, forgive us for allowing the sale of marijuana that destroys our families and our nation. Lord, forgive us for the persecution and the prosecution of Christian florists, Christian bakers, Christian businessmen, simply because they've stood for their faith. They stood for your word. They've stood for their commitment to you and their conviction in their hearts. Forgive us, Lord, as a nation. Lord, today, would you grant us your wisdom? Would you grant us your insight and your wisdom today, Lord, to cast the vote? Give us wisdom as we vote, Lord. May we vote today, Lord, for leaders that will stand for religious liberty. Vote for leaders that have faith, that they're concerned about faith and family and the future of America and our freedoms. Lord, may we stand for leaders today that have granted that through our founding fathers the right to keep and bear arms, and may that continue in our nation today, Lord. May we place men in leadership position, Lord, today. We pray that you would unify our people for the glory of your name. We pray that you would, Lord, today give us strength. Wake us up Remind us to live aware, to redeem the time, for the days are evil. May we listen, Lord, to your word and be willing to make a difference in the land in which we live today. Lord, protect our president. Provide him wisdom and strength. Provide him health and safety. Lord, today, provide him with your favor as he continues to lead us. Lord, today, it is our prayer that you would provide hope and our trust and faith in you. As we stand on your word, may your word alone give us strength and encouragement and hope for tomorrow. Thank you today, Lord, for hearing our prayer. We pray for all of those, Lord, that are in authority and leadership roles, that you would give them wisdom, that you would give them discernment, that you would give them insight as they lead us. We ask you, Lord, that you would appoint today strong men, faithful men, men that love you, men that honor you, men that respect your word, men that will reverence your word to serve in our state and in our nation. Thank you for hearing our prayer today, Lord. Thank you for blessing America. We ask you to continue to use us as we serve you. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, would you call? We've got 2 minutes. Got time for one or two callers. 401-1413. Share verbally your prayer request, your prayer. You can pray. Let others hear you pray for our nation today. We need to pray, ladies and gentlemen, as we've never prayed before, for the safety and security of our president, for the safety and security of those that are leading under his leadership. We need to pray, ladies and gentlemen, for wisdom as we go into the voting booths. We need to pray that our religious liberty might continue in America. We need to pray, ladies and gentlemen, that those that are elected and the final decision made at the ballot box, that those that we elect will continue to stand for faith and freedom and for our families. We'll continue to stand, Lord, for those that will do that which pleases you and honor you. That's our prayer today. And I pray, ladies and gentlemen, that as you go to the polls and vote, if you've not already voted, I pray that you will. Please, 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 I beg you 10,000 times, don't you dare sit at home and say, let someone else do it. We have a caller on the line. We have about a minute left. Go ahead with your comment, please.
Praise the Lord. We're giving thanks, Lord. We're giving you thanks. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for loving us the way you do. We thank you for our country. Oh, hallelujah. We love you, Lord. We love our country. We just pray again, Lord, that you will intervene in a very special way as you did 2 years ago. Oh, hallelujah. We believe that you raise up our leader. You raise up President Trump. You chose him for a special purpose. We wouldn't be able to select him. Yes. You knew what he would be able to do, and you choose him for that, like you choose Cyrus and others over the years, oh God. So we pray your blessing upon the nation in a special way today, mm-hmm. as our people go to the polls. We ask for your special blessing, for law, for order, and everything be done to and honor to glorify you, Lord. We would save us from anarchy and improper behavior, oh God. Lord Jesus, we just ask you that you be in charge in a special way and overruling, giving us a reprieve again, O God, that, O Lord, we continue on the path of restoring our nation, our beloved nation, O God, a nation that has been raised up to be a flag bearer, a nation that has been raised up to represent freedom on the planet. Thank you for this country, O God. Rescue, forgive us for our rebellion against you, or turning against your word. Forgive us for all of what we have done, Lord Jesus. And we just ask you especially, Lord, for another reprieve, that we continue to work, Lord Jesus, to restoring law and order and reverence for you in this beloved country. Amen. Praise God.
Bless Amen. God. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us today. Thank you for joining in this prayer time for our nation. It is my prayer today that you will cast your ballot and you would vote for right and righteousness, vote freedom and family and faith and the future of our nation. Thank you for tuning in. Looking forward to meeting you on the air once again tomorrow as we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 120 21 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located just 1 mile south of I-295. You are invited to worship with them 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. Sunday evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal, Bible study, prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in this same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard every evening, 9 p.m. on AM 1600 and 100.3 FM. Tune in and invite others to listen.